Warm greetings. This is Dr. R. Kannan, Professor of General Surgery and in charge of palliative care and a part of Hospital Palliative Care team of Mahatma Gandhi Medical College, which is a constituent college of Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth Puducherry. I'm here to talk about what is palliative care, why do we advocate palliative care, and also some points about end-of-life care. As healthcare providers, we are competent in our specialty. We know to perform robotic surgeries, we can eliminate microscopic malignant cells from our patients' bodies, we can bring back our patients back to life after an extended ICU stay. But there are at times the context differs. What if the patient is not responding to your advanced therapy? What if the patient wishes not to opt for the same due to personal or financial issues? We all have often seen some patients with progressive diseases leaving the hospital, knowing the uncertainty, their experience, struggles they will face soon and suffering in the course of illness, we could only stand helpless. The reason is we don't have a referral system to send these patients to palliative care. We don't have enough people to care for these patients in our healthcare system. Have you ever imagined how their future life would be? How will they live in pain till they die? Patients might have painful deaths with a tube in their body and machines breathing for them, all alone, isolated in a cold room. Their dying process would be stretched out from days to weeks so that both the extent and the length of the suffering increase. Palliative care is very important because it gives patients pain and symptom management and a higher quality of life. One of the strengths of palliative care is recognizing the human side of illness. When a patient is seriously ill, they understand the value of each day. While they still must face their illness, the support of palliative care in controlling pain and other symptoms can make each day a more positive experience that allows the patient to make the most of the time they have with their families. Patients with advanced conditions also have their needs. They have mentioned a few of their particular needs as being recognized as a person, being in control, being connected to the family and world outside, being spiritually connected, and having a physical comfort. However, widespread unfamiliarity with the palliative care approach to serious health-related suffering challenges the needs of such patients. So palliative care is fundamental to health and human dignity and is a basic human right. We all know the benefits of palliative care. Over the past decade, we are hearing this term palliative care more often. It is available to all patients with serious illness, regardless of age, prognosis, disease stage, or treatment choice. It is ideally provided early and throughout the illness, together with life-prolonging or curative treatments. In other words, patients don't have to choose between treatment for their illness and palliative care. They can have both. The palliative care can improve the quality of life of patients and their families, can reduce the mental and physical distress and discomfort, and can help patients live longer. The prolonged survival is thought to be due to improved quality of life alongside appropriate administration of disease-directed treatments. It is shocking to know that only about 2% of the needed population in India is receiving palliative care. Millions of patients worldwide do not receive this palliative care they really need. Without urgent action to make palliative care available, vast suffering will continue. After suffering, understanding its significance, we can't wait for long, assuming that palliative care services will develop automatically in due course of time. It is time for us to advocate for the same. Misunderstandings are happening all through the system, in national healthcare system, in the media, and among the general public. The policymakers and the healthcare providers who are somehow not familiar with palliative care would always stigmatize this relatively new public health approach as the only appropriate for the end of life or only for cancer, etc. Such misunderstandings undercut public policy and limit service delivery to the private and charitable sectors, which can only meet a fraction of the growing global need. We need to modify our healthcare systems with professionals working to relieve suffering and improve the quality of lives of millions of patients around the world. it has to be integrated in the undergraduate and postgraduate curriculum of medical schools. It is our responsibility to take actions, and I would like to echo the words of Padma Shri Dr. M.R. Rajagopal, who said, instead of approaching the patient as a human being with cares and anxieties that go beyond physical pain, doctors only zero in on the offending disease and attack it. We need to integrate palliative care in our healthcare, and when a person comes to the hospital, the system should try to identify the different domains of suffering, whether it is pain or other symptoms or psychological, social or spiritual suffering. We must create this healthcare system, and we have done this in our MGMCRA hospital. We are working around the curriculum team of our university, and we have identified champions to ensure that the medical and nursing students receive education in pain management and palliative care and improve public awareness. We are very proud to share that we had started training our medical and nursing students in basic palliative care since 2016. It was not a requirement as per the Medical and Nursing Council then, but then our undergraduate and postgraduate students of all healthcare streams are trained to communicate, to assess their needs, their problems, and address those needing palliative care. We have always tried our best to mold the empathetic medical graduates, compassionate and competent. We can always say that with a lot of assurance that our graduates will not say there is nothing more to do, you can go home to their patients.
Listening to Voice of SBV.
As I had mentioned in the beginning of this session, our medical fraternity in our campus would be treating cases with compassion, even when they know that most of the time if the treatment may not be successful. We have also not forgotten the pediatric population. Caring for a child with a serious and life-limiting illness presents many challenges for families and healthcare providers. Parents are compelled to find and make meaning from their ultimate loss and many losses along the way. Our hospital is the first institution to start a pediatric palliative care services in our Union Territory. We have tried to address the feelings of isolation, anxiety and grief. In addition, this voice illustrates the power and benefits of the growing acceptance of pediatric palliative care practices also. It gives us an immense pleasure to share that our undergraduate and postgraduate medical students' contribution to the palliative care ward. They have been able to add life to those patients by celebrating birthdays, organizing events, engaging them in creative art-based sessions, music, films, and anything which our patients would wish for. This has brought an insight on the care needs of such patients and gaps in the healthcare provided to them also otherwise. Our services have brought changes in the lives of our patients and families, and I would say also to our medical students also. They understand the need for palliative care, and they have acted as champions to conduct many palliative care awareness campaigns in the campus and among the general public. We understand that creating awareness about palliative care would help more patients to come to our hospital, otherwise be left alone or to suffer. Having said that, training to the healthcare professionals to care such patients is also essential, and we have a regular sessions on palliative care with focus on communication skills, on symptom management, pain management and other activities, and also with life end of life care, which is also organized. Our allied institution, Kasturiba Gandhi Nursing College, is the India's first nursing college to integrate palliative care in the undergraduate and postgraduate curriculum. And Indira Gandhi Institute of Dental Sciences has created a credit-based module in palliative care. Through a series of training programs, academic events like workshops and webinars, MGMCRA has gained national attention in palliative care training and services. This year, with Pallium India, a World Health Organization collaborating center for training and policy on access to pain relief, we will be training our medical students to provide basic palliative care. And we are the one among the very few institutions where this pilot project will be started in another 1 or 2 months from now. And we would also be working towards integrating palliative care in general surgery curriculum or also in pediatric curriculum also, which will also be the first of its kind in India. The words which say, to cure sometimes, to relieve often, to comfort always. This comes to us from the late 19th century, the sentiments and aspirations of Edward Livingston, who is the founder of the famed tuberculosis sanatorium at New York. In the 21st century, we can eliminate infections with antibiotics and defeat some forms of malignancy with surgery, radiation and chemotherapy. But the truth remains that most of the ailments are beyond cure. It is time to ensure that our patients are not left to suffer alone. We need to ensure that even if we could cure the disease, we could provide comfort to our patients. It is time to advocate the appropriate integration of the palliative care training in medical, nursing and allied courses across India. And MGMCRI and Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth is taking a lot of forward and progressive steps in this aspect. Today, we think of medicine primarily in terms of interventions we can perform. To cure sometimes, to relieve often, to comfort always is a reminder that our role as comforters, as healthcare providers, we provide the basis for our care regardless of whether we can relieve the suffering or cure a disease. Just a few words about end-of-life care. It refers to a healthcare of a person nearing the end of their life in the advanced stage of a terminal illness. Generally speaking, people who are dying need care in four areas: physical comfort, mental and emotional needs, spiritual issues and practical tasks. End-of-life care involves a range of possible decisions including good palliative care, patients' right to choose, participation in clinical trials, choice of medical interventions and including continuing of routine medical interventions. I'm proud to say that our hospital palliative care unit have treated more than 350 patients since it was started in 1916, and we have had more than 150 patients which was treated as an inpatient, and we have had end of life care for more than 45 to 50 patients. Finally, I would end with saying the words of Cicely Saunders, the founder of the modern hospice movement and palliative care. You matter because you are you, and you matter to the end of your life. We will do all we can, not only to help you die peacefully, but also to live until you die. Thank you.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.